Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Okay. So we're going to continue learning about the mitzvah of tefillah, the mitzvah of prayer. Yesterday we talked about the notion that prayer is a biblical mitzvah, the idea that one has to daven every single day. And we talked about the idea that the times of prayer, the Rambam says, are ordained by the sages, and are not min ha-Torah. And the Rambam brought a number of proofs suggesting that the word in the Torah, which means onerous efforts or hard work, avodah, is a reference specifically to the concept of prayer. And the Rambam forewarned that even though it's a mitzvah klolis, sounds like a general idea, you have to work really hard, you have to engage in something which is labor intensive, the labor of the heart. The Rambam says this is a general concept, but also a specific concept. And he proves this from the Sifri, that the Sifri says, Ola avdei zoi tefillah, this is the concept of tefillah. And he brings also a proof from the writings of our sages, which are found later on in the Sifri as well. Now, as I mentioned briefly, the Rambam's position is disputed by the Ramban, by Nachmanides. And Nachmanides, in his commentary on the Book of Mitzvahs, actually attacks the Rambam on a number of points. And he says, it is impossible to suggest that the mitzvah of prayer is biblical, because the Gemara itself mentions a number of times that prayer is only rabbinic. And here are a number of the arguments that Ramban advances. And I'm going to try to share with you some of the Ramban's, Nachmanides' remonstrations against the Rambam, and then we'll see how the Megillas Esther, Rabbi Isaac de Leon, defends the Rambam in his commentary on Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, first of all, there is a Gemara that talks about a notion of somebody called a Balkeri, that means of certain body fluids are emitted by a male that he's not supposed to say the Shema, and he's not supposed to pray. This is this discussion. And the Gemara says, well, the Shema you must read, because that's biblical. So even if he did not immerse in the mikveh, the Shema is not optional. But prayer, it's possible for a person not to do, because he is in a state of ritual impurity known as keri. Or you have this rabbinic injunction for reasons that are beyond the purview of tonight's class. In other words, the Gemara states clearly that reading the Shema is biblical and prayer is rabbinic. So how could you say that in fact prayer is biblical? And he brings another Gemara in that talks about the difference between the lulav and the etrog and the davening. And he says the Gemara makes a distinction over there that this is biblical and prayer is rabbinic. So how does that work out? And he says we have a statement which is made that the famous sage of Yehuda would only daven every 30 days, because he was busy learning Torah. He was in a state of absolute commitment to Torah, which is referred to in the Talmud as Torato Umanato. That was his profession, that was his very life. So when a person is so devoted to Torah, he must interrupt his Torah studies for the recitation of Shema, but he's not required to interrupt his Torah studies for the mitzvah of prayer. The Ramban says, in that case, we see very clearly that mitzvah of prayer must be a rabbinic mitzvah, and it is not a biblical mitzvah. Ah, he says, you have a Sifri, the writings of our sages, of the Zoy Tefillah. He says, that's an asmachta. An asmachta means that we buttress a rabbinic idea with things that the scripture alludes to. But it's not actually a mitzvah. We believe that's what God wants us to do. And we say that Hashem put some kind of hint in his Torah alluding to certain things. It looks like you have a wall that stands, and you have something that buttresses the wall. Like certain houses of worship in Europe used to have these very, very tall buildings, and they couldn't sustain themselves. So they built these buttresses on the side that would hold up the wall. But it's not the wall itself. He says, sure, he found smuchim. He found a little bit of support from statements in the Torah, that the Torah indicates that a Jew should serve Hashem with his heart. And our sages said this must be prayer. But it does not mean that this is a biblical mitzvah. Perish the thought, says the Ramban, impossible to state that. And anyway, he says, how would this work out? When is a person obligated to make this prayer? If there are no times for prayer, is it once in a day? Is it once in a month? Is it once in a lifetime? When exactly do you become obligated in this mitzvah of prayer? That's a brief synopsis of the Ramban's vociferous opposition to the Rambam's supposition that the mitzvah of prayer, the fifth positive mitzvah of the Torah, and is one of the 613 commandments. So, The Megillas Esther, in his rebuttal of the Ramban, in his defense of Rambam, he says that as far as I'm concerned, he says, V'linira nochein k'divrei harav, that the words of the master remain in their place. He says the tefillah, the prayer, is indeed min haTorah. It's no question, it's biblical. As the Rambam himself quotes the Sifri. So what do we do with the Ramban, Nachmanides' questions? He says, of course you'll find various leniencies in the Torah with regard to prayer in the writings of our sages in the Talmud with the idea that prayer is rabbinic. He said, that's not referring to the mitzvah of prayer itself. That's referring to nusach ha-tfilah. That's referring to the liturgy of prayer. That's referring to the obligation of praying three times a day in a formula of 18 blessings, which really now are 19 blessings, called the Shmoneh Esrei or the Amidah, the idea of a shachris, a mincha, a mayer of a morning service, afternoon service, an evening service, which the Rambam himself emphasizes. In the first chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of prayer is b'chol yom v'yom. And the Megillas Esther says, I don't know what the Ramban wants. He says, according to the Rambam, when should a person pray? He says, when? B'chol yom v'yom. Every day. That's when it should pray. How many times a day? Once a day. What does that prayer have to look like? That says the Megillas Esther, the Torah did not legislate. The Bible did not tell you how your prayer must look. The buyer said you must pray. Your prayer means you have to connect to God. You have to find an emotional connection, emotional bond, spiritually with God, asking God for your needs, recognizing the supremacy of Almighty God, and forging and strengthening your relationship with Hashem, which is the concept of Avodah. That's what the Torah demands of you. So he says, when the Gemara suggested that a Baal Keri must read the Shema, but is not required to pray because it's rabbinic, he said, it's not, doesn't mean he's not required to say, dear God, please have mercy on me and grant me my needs. He said, all the Gemara was saying is he's not required to read and to engage in prayer in the format of Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, to read the Shmoneh Esrei, to read the Amidah. And the same is true with that question that we have from the distinction drawn between the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog and the mitzvah of prayer. And he says, Rav Yehuda didn't daven for 30 days. What does that mean, he says? He didn't recite the Amidah. He didn't recite the Shmoneh Esrei. Did he pray to God every day? Of course he prayed to God. As he was studying Torah, surely he recognized the greatness of God, and he begged God, even if he would have said, and this is, the Megillas Esther doesn't say this, I'm paraphrasing, if he would have said, dear God, please help me understand your Torah. That's also a prayer. So there's no question that Rabbi Yehuda fulfilled the biblical mitzvah of prayer each and every single day. And therefore, he says, he believes, the Megillas Esther says, that the Rambam is right, and Ramban's opposition is unreasonable. Furthermore, he says, Ramban makes a statement challenging the Rambam. And he says that the Sifri, which is Medrash Halacha, the words of our sages that actually explain the verses of Torah, it's the oral tradition of the actual understanding of the Torah, that the Rambam is saying that when the Torah is interpreted orally, is the oral tradition that goes back to Moshe from Sinai, that was documented in the time of the Mishnah, and codified in the volume known as Sifri, that when it says, Ula avdo zu tfila, you're saying it's an asmachta. So the Megillas Esther says back to the Ramban, prove that. Where did you see one hint in the Sifri that the idea of prayer is not really biblical, and it's only an asmachta? So the Rambam is understanding the Sifri in its simplest, most straightforward manner. He says the burden of proof would be on the Ramban to show us that the Sifri is in fact not referring to something which is biblical, and that it's only a concept of an asmachta. He says, and this is the emphasis when we talk about the notion that women are involved in prayer also, as we discussed in the previous class, because it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It is a positive mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that's bound to any specific time of the day. And because it's not bound to any specific time of the day, the women are just as obligated in prayer as the men are, biblically. When the rabbis instituted, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and formalized the prayers as we have them today, some 25 centuries ago, they didn't necessitate and didn't obligate the prayer of the female population in the same way they demanded of the male population. Because they said that becomes an injunction, which is time-bound, and taking their cue from the Torah itself, which exempted women from time-bound mitzvahs, they said, we're not going to obligate women. A woman can pray, of course, but she's not obligated to pray in the same fashion that a man is. And therefore, the Megillas Esther maintains that ultimately, this should be well understood from the writings of our sages that the Rambam is right, that the mitzvah of prayer is in fact biblical, and the notion that our sages referred to prayer in the terminology of merely a rabbinic obligation is referring to the syntax, to the format, to the liturgy, to the obligation of Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, that those details of prayer were invoked by the rabbis and made obligatory, but that does not detract from the mitzvah of prayer itself being actually a biblical mitzvah, as the Rambam said, the fifth mitzvah of our Torah. So that comprises the 22nd shir of Rambam, and tomorrow, Amir Tzashem, we'll see what some of the other commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the arguments they use to defend the Rambam from the disagreement of Ramban, as well as develop a deeper appreciation of the Rambam's position on the mitzvah of prayer.